It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here with Big O and Dukes from the Midday Show on our station, our flagship station.
Thanks,
here at WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, bud.
Celebrating the fact that we did not get a chance to go to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And all the boys are staggering back now
from that trip.
Oh, they're tired.
And they're all complaining about
being tired.
Getting enough sleep and where. But do we have the great Mr. LaLanne on the phone?
We do. You can punch him up, Mike.
Let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that Jack LaLanne is America's number one physical fitness expert and guru.
Yep.
He is often called the godfather of fitness. Please, it is my pleasure to welcome this man to the show, Jack LaLanne. Jack, how are you?
Is this the famous Mike O'Mara?
Oh, God bless you, sir. I am such a fan of yours.
You're the famous one.
No, I pale in comparison to you, sir. You are.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jack, and I should ask you right away, how are you feeling?
I have never been busier in my life.
You know, it's amazing that you just keep on keeping on. My mom is 88 years old. I remember her watching you. Mm-hmm. You know, when it was black and white back in the day, you wear the same outfit that you wore back then. And the most important thing is you're in the same condition that you were back then. It's amazing.
I work out 2 hours every day.
I was going to ask that. You still work out
2 hours, 7 days a week. Right. I hate it.
Can tell.
Jack, before...
You know, dying is easy. Living's tough.
Yeah, right.
Jack, let me, before we get started, I have to ask you this. I have just started working out with a personal trainer. He was very excited that I was going to have you on the show. Stop
it,
Rob. I'm going to kill you. Rob Spiewak.
I have to
ask you this. He wants me to ask you, how many push-ups can you do at 93 years of age?
I can do a lot.
A lot?
I work out an hour and a half every day with the weights, another half hour in the pool.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I change my program every 30 days completely.
Really? What was the initial reaction to putting a fitness show on TV? I would imagine that, you know, when you're doing anything, and you're a trailblazer, and when you're doing this for the first time.
I was the first one ever
right.
to have women working out with the weights.
That's nice.
I was the first one to have athletes working out with the weights.
How did you...
The first one to have old people working out with the weights. The doctors, that Jack LaLanne, you go over there, he'll kill you. You guys will die of heart attacks. You'll get muscle bound. You women look like men.
There were skeptics, but you proved to be right.
You can't believe what I went through, boy.
Yeah, I was
6'4" and beat me down.
I was going to ask you about that. How difficult was it? Was it difficult pitching that show?
Better, Mike, if you believe in something,
right?
Nothing's going to stop you.
That's true.
One thing in my mind. I'm going to help people to feel better, look better, so they can live longer.
You know, Jack, I'm a sugarholic, too, and I love sugar, and I know that's bad for you. You were a sugarholic. You were a junk food junkie.
100%.
Wow.
And you, you know, had you're kind of an ill-health kid. You didn't have a lot of health in your youth, right?
I was 30 pounds underweight when I was 15 and dropped out of school because I was a troublemaker, failing grades. I'm telling you, I went through a lot, and I attended a health lecture, and that man said, if you obey nature's laws, you can be born again.
And now you've been doing it ever since, and you are the modern day. You're the godfather of fitness. You are the founder.
Better
you're the founder.
Godmother.
It's better than that. Do you have any people that are in the fitness racket today, people that are in that business that you
admire?
You
know what I do?
Yes.
I don't think about
it. Yes.
But you know what I did and all that stuff?
What's that?
Think about what I'm going to do. Yeah. How am I going to get people to work out, to eat better?
Yes.
How am I going to get to them?
Yes.
See, that's Billy Graham's for the hereafter. I'm for the here now.
Right.
That's true.
That is so true.
That is true. I want to introduce you to the guys that we have here in the studio because we're all fans of yours, okay? Jack,
thank you.
We're going to go around. Buzz Burbank, my newsman, he interviewed you. He was one of your first interviews,
yeah,
right?
Maybe. This could have been 1973, Jack.
How you doing?
In Wichita, Kansas. And you inspired me. You told me your whole story about your youth and what got you started working out.
You
taught me an exercise that I still use today. It's the neck exercise, if you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I remember is I have some friends who live in Los Angeles, ran into you at a restaurant recently, and they asked you what the best time of your life has been. Do you remember what your answer might have been to them?
It's right now,
that,
this moment.
That was the answer right there. I think you're...
You know, I don't, what I used to do is water under the bridge. Just don't make those same mistakes again.
Right.
What is the worst injury that you've gotten in your career in fitness? What's the worst time in your life as far as being hurt?
What do you mean the worst time?
Have you suffered any injuries that kept you from
working
out? I probably didn't phrase that properly with the vodka.
Knee surgeries?
I had both knees replaced.
Right.
I had a terrific head-on automobile accident.
Yee.
You did?
Yeah. Other than that, you work through those things.
How's the juicing business going?
You can't believe it's the most successful thing there's ever been in the history of television.
I have a question about your juice.
Yeah, helping people
steroids?
Again to help themselves.
No, he's talking about fruit juices.
Oh, not
Rob.
That kind of juice.
Let me introduce you. This is Oscar from Big O and Duke Show.
Jack, just one quick question here. You know, you talk about your struggles and how you changed your life and you went to that seminar. I'm holding a 4-gallon bottle of vodka right now. That's my biggest struggle personally.
Alcohol?
Yes. What do you think I could do with that? And is there a plan to get away from that?
Can you drink in moderation on your program? I mean, do you believe in that? You don't drink, do you?
We eat out every night, Elaine and I.
Okay.
Right. Elaine, Elaine?
Different restaurant. But we own. And a couple of times a week, I'll have a glass of wine.
Oh, okay. I thought you might be totally against it.
Wine, the longest living people and the least fat people, the French people. And they have wine every lunch and dinner time, a little bit.
Can Oscar cure his alcohol dependency by working out more?
Why?
Well, because he drinks a lot, and we're just curious as to whether he could.
If you're going to drink, make sure you get a lot of vitamin B, B complex.
Okay.
What about
B? That's what alcohol destroys.
What about B12? Is B12 okay to I take
you
B12.
You need them all. You need all the B vitamins.
You do. So I take a B12.
I get everything from. I get about 30 vitamins a day. I get everything from A to Z.
I take
awesome. All natural.
Now, I take a B12 every day. That's the only B vitamin
That's
I take.
Good.
Should I take more B vitamins?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike.
I didn't know that, Rob.
10 B vitamins that are essential.
Okay. 10?
Yep.
How many vitamins do you take a day?
About 30.
And it's okay to take
30 tablets.
What, does he make an omelet?
These are all natural.
What other supplements besides multivitamins? Anything else you take?
If man makes it, don't eat it.
Okay.
If man makes it, don't eat it.
So it's got to be all natural.
Ice cream. Did you ever read the label on a can of soup?
Yeah. Sure.
It's pretty nasty.
You can't pronounce it.
A lot of chemicals in there.
Artificial colorings and flavorings and additives. And you put that in your body. I just bought a new Corvette sports car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now he's my man.
When I put water in the gas tank.
Yes.
No,
of course
no,
not.
Mike.
How about the human machine?
Let me introduce you.
Put
we've got
junk in, junk out.
We've got a lot of guys in here that want to meet you, Jack. We've got Rob Spiewak. He's our in-studio producer. Rob, say hi to Jack LaLanne.
How do, Jack?
How you doing, buddy?
Not well. I'm morbidly obese.
He is fat.
You know what fat is?
What?
F-A-T. Fatal. Awful. Trouble.
Wow. Well, thanks for the good word.
You've got to get yourself on under 2,000 calories a day.
I am. Going to do that.
And you'll lose 2 or 3 pounds a week.
Here's what we're going to do, Jack. Are you with me?
Yes,
when
sir.
I get back in a couple weeks, I'm going to consider starting a diet.
He's going to Disney World, so he's going to come back.
Why don't you do it start today?
Because I'm going to Disney World.
What's that got to do with it?
Yeah, what's that got to do with it, Rob?
Yeah, Mike.
When you come back from
Have you ever been to Disney, Jack?
Hey, when you come back from there, there'll be another excuse.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
He's tough.
I guess you're right.
The devil will get on you and say, we'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Well, one last question. Would you do me the honor? Will you attend my funeral?
Wow. He probably will.
My new book.
What is the new book, Jack?
Can't read.
Oh, Fiscal Fitness. I admit this, Matthew Reddick, he wrote half of the book.
Uh-huh.
It's all about how to become financially independent, how to get out of debt and stay out of debt financially.
Fiscal
and the
fitness.
Other half of the book is all about what I've written, how to improve your health account.
So it's
about lose weight and increase your energy, vitality. And so this book is... This book, I'm telling everybody should have this book.
Okay.
It's called
Let me introduce
Jack LaLanne, Matthew Reddick, and Fiscal Fitness.
Fiscal Fitness, that is the name of the book. Let me introduce you to the last member of our group. Chad Dukes is here from our midday show. He is a big fan also. Chad, say hi to Jack LaLanne.
Jack, how are you doing, buddy?
How are you doing, buddy?
Very good. Do you prefer the BK wrapper or the McDonald's snack wrap? Which one's your go-to?
You're going to have a good weekend?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. It's an honor to talk to you. I'm glad you're still doing well.
I hope your weekend's strong. long.
Yeah, me too, buddy. You
How do you feel about stretching, Mr. Lalanne?
You gotta. If you do your exercise correctly,
right.
You don't need a lot of extra stretching.
Okay.
Huh. If you'd work the muscle from complete extension to complete contraction,
right.
Then you don't need all that extra stretching. But you should do a little stretching and a little warm-up.
And I have to ask you, sir, I would not be doing my job as an interviewer if I did not ask you, are you still active in the boudoir?
You still like the ladies?
Kidding.
What?
Not like I did when I was 21.
Uh-huh. But, no. But you still get it done occasionally?
I still keep her smiling.
Oh, baby! Exactly. And when you go out and you want to...
I'm only 94.
That's right. See, I said it was 94, not 93.
When I'll be 94 in a couple months.
When you want to go out and splurge, when you want to have like a cheating dinner, when you really want to have something bad, do you ever
cheat. I never...
You never cheat?
I never cheat.
Do you treat yourself or reward yourself in any way?
If I lie to me, I lie to you.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I've got going for me is telling the truth. That's the only thing Jack Lalanne's got going. Tell the truth. You know why I never lie?
Why?
I got a lousy memory.
And are there any...
Politicians better have good memories.
And I know what the answer to this question is going to be. Any retirement plans for you in the future?
I never think of retiring.
Good.
I think about working. I'm helping more... How can I help people when I'm retired?
Right. Hey, did you design...
I'm a big, fat backside at home watching television.
Wow. Did you design that space-age jumpsuit that you wear all the time?
Design
that?
Absolutely.
You actually created that.
I wanted something to show off my figure, something that will be comfortable,
right?
And then where I could do all the exercise in it.
Well, that
and
works.
Have you ever personally worked out, you know, famous people? Have you ever done that in your career?
Like as a trainer?
Yeah, as a trainer. Did you work with any famous Hollywood types?
Well, no, I motivate them, but I don't work with them personally, no.
You just did
I don't have that much time.
You just did the TV thing, right?
Right.
Well, Jack Lalanne,
but I lecture all over. I lecture to medical groups and schools and...
Oh, I know. I wanted to ask you one other question, Jack. My mom is 88 years old. As far as elderly people, what would be your one piece of fitness advice for people that are a little long in the tooth?
If man makes it, don't eat it.
That's the number one. You said that twice.
And number one, the only way you hurt your body is inactivity. Don't use it.
Right. And to Rob Spiewak, no excuses,
you know what? Older people... A lot of them, you know, they have arthritis and rheumatism. And,
I got that.
And they're stoved up. Then the best exercise in the pool.
In the pool is swimming?
Well, if you can swim, yeah. Some people can't swim.
Well, if you can't swim, don't get in the pool.
Hey, I heard that...
Your arms around.
Right. I heard that treading water is a good exercise.
So it's terrific if you do it vigorously.
If you do it, like, for 45 minutes, you can burn, like, 800 calories.
Oh, yeah, be good.
But really? Don't go in the pool if you can't swim.
If you can't swim, do not go in the pool. Jack Lalanne, you are an American legend, and we are huge fans. We wish you happiness and health and continued success, sir.
You mean we're through?
No, we could talk for another 25 minutes if you wanted to.
We haven't even started.
Well, let's start. Let's talk
but
about
don't forget. Please don't forget.
Uh-oh. Yes?
Yes?
This book, this Fiscal Fitness by Jack Lalanne and Matthew Reddick.
Fiscal Fitness.
You know, I hate to be doing this, but I have one thing in my mind.
Yeah?
To help people, and if I know if people get this book, it's going to help them to feel better, look better, so they can live longer.
And you've made, let's be fair, you've made a little money in your career, haven't you, sir?
I never think about money.
You never think about money?
Sure. My wife takes care of all that stuff.
I bet.
You know, I should mention that his inventions...
I'll tell you, we're not poor.
his inventions include the first leg extension machine, the first pulley machine using cables, the first weight selectors.
I had my first gym in 1933.
He was 33.
Wow.
He was the first to have women work out with weights.
Absolutely.
And you've done a great job with all
first
of that.
First TV fitness show, right?
Well, that was the first one, right? You were the first guy on TV teaching people
Absolutely.
How to work out.
Absolutely, and I was on 34 years.
And the wheel.
And the wheel.
You know, boys, when I went on television,
yes?
The press.
All right, Jack, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's
and
a
Fiscal
fitness. May I say one little thing?
Yes, of course.
Ladies
yes, go
and
ahead.
Gentlemen, boys and girls,
yes.
This is your personal physical instructor, Jack Lalanne. Remember, anything in life is possible if you make it happen. And God helps them that help themselves. And I hope you help the most important person on this earth, you.
Hey, can I have you?
Good
that's
advice.
Fantastic. Hey, Jack,
Good
can
advice.
I get you to say one thing for the show?
Yes, sir.
Can you? And you don't have to say this if you don't want to, but I'd love to hear you say this. This is Jack Lalanne. Hey, Mike and Rob, get off your ass. Can you say that for
Jack
us?
Jack LaLanne. Mike and Rod, get off your gluteus maximus.
Okay, do it one more time on the count of 3, 2, 1.
I can't say ass.
That's okay. I'll give it to you. One more. Say it one more. Mike and Rod, get off your gluteus maximus. On the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, go.
Mike and Rod, get off your couch.
Thank you.
I don't know. What do you want me to say again?
All right, here we go.
That's perfect.
This is Jack LaLanne. Hey, Mike and Rob, stop being so lazy.
Okay. This is Jack LaLanne, your personal physical instructor. Mike and Rod, get off your backside. Don't be so lazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much,
thank you, Jack.
We love
you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Long life to you.
Have a good weekend. Hope your weekend strong.
Okay,
you
take care, Jack.
Okay, buddy.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Where's the vodka?
Wow.
It's right here.
This is Jack LaLanne. Where are my car keys?
Look, I know.
Did he call you Rod?
I think he might have called you Rod.
He's 94 years old.
No,
he said Rob.
He said, and keep me, you know, you didn't make fun of Big Daddy, did you?
No, no.
There you go.
He's Big a Daddy didn't tell man. Me I was dying.
This guy's an icon.
You know, fat, first three letters and fatal. That's
I know,
what he said there.
Me.
I'm right there with you.
I know
what I'm talking about. I mean, that's why I started doing it, and that's why I've decided to practice good health.
Have another drink.
That's right. Every doctor's office has alcohol in it.
Let's pretend it's wine.
Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne, seriously, I am old enough to remember when the only thing I remembered specifically about Jack LaLanne is when I saw him on TV.
In his tight clothes?
The outfit that he wore.
Uh-huh. It's usually blue, isn't it?
It looked like a ballet outfit. Yeah. It was because it was so form-fitting that I found it a little bit disturbing. Mm-hmm. And the one part of his outfit that I really didn't like was the... He almost had, like, little ballet slippers on.
Yeah,
I remember that, too.
They were his little fitness show. Do you guys remember this at all?
I know who you're talking about, but what I was concerned with was the fiscal side of things, where he says he invented all these great things.
Uh-huh. Right.
How much money has this guy made?
I'm sure he's got a lot of money.
All of it.
You know, Jack LaLanne has, I do believe this, this is a guy that is still in the racket, not because he needs the money. I mean, I believe he is doing it because that's his trip, and he'll do it till he's dead.
He was a skinny guy, and he used to get beaten up a lot, and he came from a really bad place.
Okay.
So he's really inspired, and he wants to help other scrawny kids who are getting beaten up. He's always wanted that.
Listen to this from page 4 of the bio that I got. It's a very lengthy
bio. Four-page bio?
Amazing bio that I got.
All that time.
Well, I guess at 94 years.
You will be amazed at this. This is from the 1950s. I was given the opportunity to meet her. When I got to her room, she seemed to demonstrate an interest in me as well.
Mm-hmm.
She was a physical fitness nut, and she had admired my work. Slowly, I began to unbutton the top three buttons.
Really?
It's a penthouse forum.
Name and address withheld.
Oops, wrong bio.
My favorite part is when Mike went, Jack, did you design that suit you're always wearing?
he was putting the moves on the wife of a friend of mine, the same couple he ran into at this restaurant. He still shows a very keen interest in ladies of all ages.
And did he mention his wife was named Elaine?
Elaine
LaLanne?
Elaine LaLanne. And we were talking before the break, and we didn't get a chance to explore this, and we have some time to do so right now.
Yeah, come on.
You guys, both of you, roughly 30 years of age.
Yes.
What's going on
demonstrating
here?
Low libido level. Is there anything more you can tell me about
this? Sex is sex for us at this point. And at least for me.
At what point?
With each other.
I would rather
that's bad because
treat my body like an amusement park and be done with it and have no attached feelings. No wonder if we're going to go to dinner now. No, does she want to watch TV?
Mm-hmm.
No, is my room clean enough or do I have to pick that up now? None of that.
Are you talking, hold on, are you talking about relationships or are you talking about, like, sex itself?
Oscar and I are so lazy, we would rather do this.
They're saying if that's the price of a relationship, they'd rather.
I really think we're opening a door to something very honest.
Go online.
Here. What Chad was saying, because Chad's not on his show right now, and he's being lazy, because he gave me a hand gesture, and it's on me to describe it.
That's right.
Chad was giving me the international sign for pleasuring one.
Exactly.
Oneself.
Fapping. Treat ourselves like an amusement park.
Okay, that's what you were talking
about.
Yes. I missed you completely on that.
But that can't possibly be enough for you. That, especially at your ages, that can't possibly be all that satisfying.
Buzz, we're gonna keep it real here. I swear to God, I do believe that I have felt that probably since my mid-20s.
Thank you.
That I have felt that way, that I really, that is, and you know what? Not always great for a relationship either.
Well, I talked about it the other day.
I talked about it the other day that if you do that, you know, like we had that discussion
on the
show.
Clearly.
We were talking about as far as when you're taking care of oneself, you know, and you're going out later on, and then the person will want to be lovey-dovey, you kind of blow it. You've missed the opportunity because I'm really, you know, at least at this stage of the game, I'm not always ready for twofers occasionally.
Twofers. It's not about a stage.
I still do, though, buddy.
What you guys have to realize, and you know, I know you do, but for us, it's on a whole different level. The World Wide Web has really opened up a whole different avenue for one to take care of that in the way they'd like.
Agreed.
Let's go over. Incidentally, you notice how we're having this discussion. Let's go to Rob Spiewak's microphone.
What do you want from me? I'm enjoying the show.
Look at you. What, you want a pillow? You want a cot? You were. I looked over.
You're dying for me to come onto your side, but I'm afraid I can't.
I'm not dying for anything. I'm dying for a little participation. I looked up, and you were Rob. Seriously, this is the look that I was looking at. You guys were talking, and Rob was like this. I don't know what you were looking at.
I was listening to the show and forming my opinion.
All right.
I agree with Buzz.
Oscar and I need to be watching amputee deaf girls have sex with horses to be able to get anything remotely. Even.
So it really takes something super strong and exotic? Is that what you're
saying?
There has been times that girls in our lives, girlfriends,
said, have you been doing that a lot? Because I can tell.
Wow.
And we say yes, and I'm sorry.
And that's it. And I'm
deeply concerned about
this. Hold on. I don't believe that what we are hearing here is in the land of the abnormal. I think guys that do that with any frequency, it cuts down the, you know, your libido.
Well, if you do
level.
It with a lot of frequency, like more than once a day, for sure. Once a day, maybe
no,
even
I think
with
once a day. You could do it twice a week and it can affect
once
your
during the show.
Libido.
I know.
But it can't, while it's a nice addition, it can't replace.
Don't you require the other thing too?
What's the other thing?
You know, being with a
coupling.
Woman in that way.
Another job? No.
Another job.
That takes away from surfing on websites.
You realize, but you're backing out of heterosexuality that way.
Rob, I have had a couple of vodkas, but do you think if we open this up to an open forum, we might be able to handle that and dance around it?
The callers?
Yes, if the callers are able to participate.
We could try.
Hold on. The problem is, because we've tried to discuss this since we've been here. We were in Phoenix. We had thousands of guys that agreed with us. But people are so reserved.
Caught up in being like the man's man.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's what it is. Swinging dick.
Yes.
I am super stud, of course.
Yeah.
How can you possibly feel satisfied sexually without being, without your partner being involved? That is not necessarily true.
Every guy that listens to this radio station claims they have a Pringles can in their pants and they're banging Jessica Alba, and it drives
me
up the
wall. And they're not being honest. Here's the great myth. In this country, and you hear it in every outlet you will listen to, that men are always ready. We will do it at any time, and I think that is a myth. I don't think it's necessarily true.
And I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, you know, great, you know, enjoy your time alone, but don't you still require the physical attributes of a woman at some point?
Every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Well, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is true.
I'm concerned. I was worried.
Because they were saying that it could be totally replaced.
Once a month.
Thank you very much. Wow.
You know, that's coming from the man that never admitted that he farted either. All right, so we're going to take a short break.
I not only admitted it, I broadcast it.
We'll take your calls, 877-365-3636.
Be honest.
We will have the Hollywood Hot Sheet. And also, how do you feel about this? About the issue of, being with oneself or being with others?
One person doing the job of two.
Exactly. And Rob, you know, you kind of opened the way you feel about it, but not all of it. I'd like to hear what you have to say as well. Your calls on this fascinating subject as we get drunker and drunker. Coming up, we'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.